Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the Psalms, and it's been such a rich experience. Today we are in Psalm 86 in the Christian Standard Bible, the CSB, and this is a song of lament, and it's a psalm of David, and this is what it says. Listen, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Protect my life, for I am faithful. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant's life, because I appeal to you, Lord. For you, Lord, are kind and ready to forgive, abounding in faithful love to all who call on you. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cries for mercy. I call on you in the day of my distress, for you will answer me. Lord, there is no one like you among the gods, and there are no works like yours. All the nations you have made will come and bow down before you, Lord, and will honor your name. For you are great and perform wonders. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, and I will live by your truth. Give me an undivided mind to fear your name. I will praise you with all my heart, Lord my God. And I will honor your name forever, for your faithful love for me is great, and you rescue my life from the depths of Sheol. God, arrogant people have attacked me. A gang of ruthless men intends to kill me. They do not let you guide them. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in faithful love and truth. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the son of your female servant. Show me a sign of your goodness. My enemies will see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped and comforted me. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for my friend today who's longing for comfort and maybe hasn't felt it for a long time, or maybe is just in the middle of a really long, dark struggle and your comfort seems elusive. I pray right now, through the power of your Holy Spirit reaching through the airwaves, that your Holy Spirit would bring comfort to my friend. Deep, abiding, healing comfort, empathy, kindness, loving kindness, hesed, that beautiful word that means the great loyal love of you, Lord, bring that to my friend today. Lord, bring them the rescue and the help that they need. Lord, thank you for this psalm. Thank you that David, who was king of everything and had all the provision and everything that he could possibly want, he still had issues. He still had pain. He still cried out to you. And that's one of the things that I love about his example, is that he doesn't mince words. He just says it like it is. He says, I'm poor and I'm needy. Please answer me. Protect my life. Lord, that's what we pray today. We are poor and needy. We need protection. We need your graciousness, Lord. We need the joy that only you can bring. We appeal to you, Lord. We give you all the things that bother us. We give you all our complicated relationships. We give you the ones we've walked away from and the ones we're trying to pursue. We give you those that are broken and those that are whole. We give you our hearts, and we particularly give you our broken hearts. And Lord, we thank you so much that these broken hearts can experience forgiveness. I look back on my life and I shudder. I shudder at all of the things that I've done in my own strength. I shudder at my selfishness and my self-absorption and my narcissism, Lord. Please forgive me. Forgive me for thinking only of myself or revolving the world around me. I look back and I see also though, Lord, and not just to berate myself, but I also see a longing to know you. I see a longing to pursue you. I see a longing to grow every single day. And so, Lord, thank you for being faithful along this journey of when I was rebellious and when I was not. And you are still God. You still are on your throne, and you are kind. Thank you that you are a loving and kind God, and you listen to our cries for mercy. You listen to us when we call on you in the days of our distress. Lord, answer us. There is no one like you. You are the one that performs wonders. You are the miracle worker. We need to know your ways. Our ways have not worked out too well. And Lord, I want to end this prayer with this beautiful part of the end of verse 11. Give me an undivided mind to fear your name. Other translations say, give me an undivided heart to fear your name. Lord, we have been divided in our loyalties, but your word says we cannot serve two masters. We can only serve one master. And so we want to have that undivided, devoted heart to you today. And if there's anything inside of us that is not walking that way, reveal it to us now so that we can repent and experience your forgiveness. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast episode is brought to you by Lynita Smith, and she has written a book called Curtain Call. This is a memoir, and she also at her website has a bunch of freebies that will help you work through some of the things that we all suffer from in our lives. So in this book, in Curtain Call, she is talking about this performance and this place where she came, where she finally really experienced the goodness of Jesus and really experienced what he can do. Lynita has a tender heart and her words are well written. And so if you need a memoir of learning to find your identity, even after you've experienced horrific abuse and a difficult childhood, her memoir will help you to find Jesus in the midst of that. And so go ahead and pick that up wherever books are sold. Again, it's called Curtain Call and it's by Lynita Smith. Her name is spelled Lyneta and then Smith, Smith. And you can find out more at lynetasmith.com. Thanks, Lynita, for sponsoring the podcast. I appreciate you.